They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans in all of college football. No question of mine, I've coached here three times, and I've been here to do television four times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Tagge calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoes.
It's a feeling that you can't describe. You put one of those shirts on, and it's like you got power.
Tips it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
It's part of you, and once you leave here, it doesn't leave you.
The snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history, 13-0, and bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Nothing can compare to it.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30. Eludes a tackler, 35. Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
I wish everybody had the, you know, the opportunity just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Third down. Frost to the middle.
Doesn't get any better than it is here.
Oh, Dan Trouch escapes. And on the first down. Oh, Dan, look at this.
Jeez.
Oh, no, he could go.
Wow. Amazing.
See you later. That may be one of those unreal runs I have ever seen.
This is a special place. It's like one big family, and that's what I want it to be. I look back at all the tradition and all the things that have gone on here and the great players and the great teams that have played here, and I want to bring everything back into the fold to allow us to move this program forward and to get the best out of everything that we can do.
First down and 10 to go. Here's a hand up to Thunder, who gives it back to Mike Stoltz. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out.
Yeah!
40! Eric Crouch, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Have some fun and play with passion. The most physical football team, the team that hits the other team right there, underneath the chin. That's the team that's going to win this football game.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. And the snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is get that way, and the kick is good. Makes it in there. 57 yards out of school record. In front, 33-31.
But you know what? We got the N on the side of our helmets, fellas. And that's what the N on the side of your helmet is all about. Let's take those N's and put it right underneath your chin for four corners and get out to somebody's house.
Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down. Intercepted at Dominican Sue. Sue to the 20, 15. Touchdown, Sue. And Dominican Sue's second touchdown of the year.
And it comes off the bat by Zach Potter.
The stadium is blowing up.
No, Dan Hawkins. Your kicker can't make a 57-yard field goal.
he can't make a close field goal.
I know there's no Husker game tomorrow, but there's still a ton of football, and we are glad to have you along with us for a Football Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show, where we're going to talk high school, college, pro. It's all coming up. Joe Drape, author, is going to join us of the book Our Boys, A Perfect Season. And he'll join us in the next segment. It's going to be talking about the Smith Center Kansas football team. And in the coverage area, I didn't know a lot about Smith Center, I'm going to be honest, outside of their winning streak, except that when it gets to the playoff time, we have to pick Smith Center every time in the Hastings trip picks. And, of course, we win. So we're glad about that.
Did we get our keys to the city for that?
You know, hardly any recognition from the losers at the trip. You know, Vince, Eric, you know, they just went off and whined and pouted. Now, we're not in the lead right now, but, I mean, 3 out of 4 years, who does that?
Yeah, I mean,
you got to give the boys a chance so they'll invite you back every other year. Beat down time. That's what's going on. But anyway, we'll talk with Joe. He is a Kansas City native and an award-winning sports writer for the New York Times. He went to Smith Center. He followed this team, and he wrote a book at him, and they had an incredible winning streak going on. We'll talk with him on the show today. We'll also be talking with Nebraska linebacker coach Mike Eckler. It's an off day for the football team. They went through a couple of light workouts. They get ready for Missouri, really get after it starting tomorrow. We'll talk with him. Daddy has his NFL and college selection. It looks like he's got quite a few of them, actually. And also, it's our Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em More tough games this week. Will anyone be able to defeat Daddy and I? Or, as I said yesterday, will anybody be able to beat Daddy? I mean, that's all there is to it. Because let's face it, I'm due for a down week. We know that. You can't be this good all the time. So I'm due for a down week. So I'm guessing, folks, you're going to have a chance this week. You're going to have a chance this week to qualify for those two Lazy Boy recliners from Bruce Furniture. That's all coming up on the program today.
Looking forward to that. But, Doug, the big breaking news of the hour. And thank God they revealed it this early. The Olympics will not be in Chicago. To that I say, thank God.
You didn't want them in Chicago.
I don't care.
Okay, so I wanted to get that taken care of. I can't believe you don't care. I can't believe you don't care where the Olympic Games are held, when the Olympic Games are going on.
It's 2016.
Of course, you hate the Cowboys and the Huskers, so now you hate the Olympics. So
I got Oklahoma Miami going on. I got New England Baltimore. I got the Jets Saints. I don't need any more on my plate than that.
You get a big college football game every week. You get a big NFL game every week. You don't get
right.
The Olympics every week.
Well, I don't get 2016.
You don't get the Olympics every week.
Don't really. You know, I've said before. Give me that Super Bowl ring. Give me those rings before a gold medal. I still don't understand people that say otherwise. It's great if you get in the Olympics, super.
Chicago first out. That is the shocking, shocking, shocking revelation this morning. It was, and they're usually right about this, it was well believed that Tokyo wasn't even being considered as one of the finalists. Also, it was believed that Chicago and Rio de Janeiro would come down to the final two selections, and then we're waiting now. We've known for about 40 minutes that Chicago was out, followed right after that by Tokyo being out. And then the way it works, everybody goes in, there's 106 of them, they vote. The fewest votes out, they re-vote again. Fewest votes out, now we're down to two, and those same people vote Madrid or Rio de Janeiro. It better be Rio. It better be Rio, or then you're going to have more talk here, because you can't just keep having them in Europe. Rio, it's time to have it down there, maybe on the beach. You know, that'd be a good place for sand volleyball.
Be a perfect place for sand volleyball.
Yeah, you hate Misty May Trainer. But don't worry about it. It's okay. We will let you know. That's supposed to come up right before the show rolls off when they say, and the 2016 Olympics have been awarded to... And then they say. So there you go.
I you know, great. I just can't believe people are taking the day off work to go down there to see this deal announced. Just not that big of a deal. I think we got, you know, baseball game back on the forefront of the playoffs starting and all this football talk. I think that's the focus for everybody. And
the International Olympic Committee has the honor of announcing that the games of the 30th Olympiad in 2012 are awarded to the city of London.
See how excited they get? See how excited they are? See, that's when they announced the 2012 games going to London. And then they're going to go crazy today. Whoever gets it, Rio de Janeiro or Madrid. There's going to be a lot of wee-weeing or... You're going to hear one of that. One of those. You're going to hear Rio or you're going to hear Madrid. And they're going to get after it. We got a lot to talk about here on the Doug and Daddy Show today. We're already well into it. Mike Eckler is going to join us. Joe Drape, author, is going to join us. We've got our picks. We have got Daddy's selections for the weekend. So that's all coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And it's a big weekend locally as well. The Storm get their season underway tomorrow night. Yeah, tomorrow night at Omaha, 6:30 pregame. And you'll be able to hear all of that action on our sister station, 98.9 KKPR Classic Hits. That's tomorrow. College football, Hastings is on the road at Dort. UNK at home against Pueblo. Hopefully the wind goes down for the high school kids tonight so we're not blown all over the place doing the ball games. Plenty of those. You can check out the website at ESPNSuperstation.com for more when it comes to that. UNK volleyball, no problem last night, crushing Pueblo. Adams State tonight, Western State tomorrow. Should be a little bit more competitive with the first serve at 7 o'clock. It must have been this windy in Florida yesterday because our buddy Scotty Bruja did not have the round he was hoping for in the National Assistant PGA Championship. He shot a 79-65 leading that tournament. It's just like going to the big pro tournament, it seems like. But Scott will have his second round later this afternoon, so hopefully a little bit better for Scotty, the Nebraska state champion. Hey, you know, we don't mention this very often, but tennis and softball, we talked about, they're starting to wind down already. Kearney High boys beat Hastings yesterday in a duel, 7-2. They are unbeaten on the season in duels, so congratulations to Coach Salisbury and the Kearney tennis team. They're now 9-0. Kearney Catholic edged Adams Central yesterday, 5-4, and they'll be back in action on Tuesday. So it's already going to start winding down. District golf for the girls begins as early as next week. Begins next week. So that's some of the other items that are going on around the listening area. But when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Joe Drape's going to join us. We're going to talk about Smith Center, Kansas football, the Redmen. And again, when we kind of previewed this yesterday, the town is less than 2,000 people. So you can pick any town in Nebraska that has great football, has had dynasties, and continues to win. There's so many of them. Again, Howells comes right to mind as just being the type of winning streak that they have had down in Smith Center. We'll talk about their longtime coach. We'll talk about the book. It's all coming up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have in effect put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You have fun, fun, fun when you make
Make It Fawner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for fantastic food and nonstop action entertainment. Bet on the best nationwide thoroughbred racing, 11:25 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. daily. 18 tracks, including Belmont and Santa Anita. Plus, enjoy Keno, college and NFL football, snacks, sandwiches, full dining and bar, and the prime rib weekend special at Fawner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, Grand Island.
Find yourself sitting on the couch playing the same video games or watching the same TV shows over and over? Get up, get moving, and get to the Hastings YMCA. It's the place to be for Hastings students. Water slides, rock wall, jump shots, adventure challenge, and more, the YMCA has it all. Even memberships just for youth. Don't miss our youth events this fall. Monthly middle school dances, our Halloween party, and Halloween overnighter. For dates and more info, check us out at hastingsymca.net.
This Sunday, the Baltimore Ravens head north to Foxborough to take on the New England Patriots. These two teams are high in the power rankings and are set to battle in this Week 4 AFC showdown. This year, it's the Ravens' offense and the Patriots' defense that are clicking on all cylinders. Tune in this Sunday, hear what happens when these two teams collide. It's the NFL Game of the Week. Ravens at the Patriots right here this Sunday on the Sports USA Radio Network.
Ravens-Patriots at noon, Cowboys-Broncos at 3, Chargers-Steelers at 7. It's NFL Football Sunday on ESPN Radio.
A wind advisory remains in effect for the area today as we'll see partial sun and some clouds in some areas with a slight chance for some showers. Highs around 62 with north winds to 15 to 30. Back to 36 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Right now, 54.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we get ready for a weekend of high school, college, and pro football. And, you know, as we get ready to talk Smith Center, they're planted all the way from Smith Center to Stromsburg to Stapleton and every other town that starts with S, like Spalding.
There you go.
That's Dyna-Gro, folks. And Dyna-Gro, with their early seed registration program, wants you to save money and be a winner.
Superior.
Is there anything wrong with that? Superior, that's an S town. Syracuse.
There you go.
You got anything else for me? Stanton? Stratton? Sydney? Scotts Bluff?
I remember you're nailing
Springfield.
Me. You're coming right after it.
South Sioux City?
Paul and Joyce could tell us them all, I'm sure.
Right there for you, bro. Commit to an increase of at least 36 units of corn, and with a 20% down payment, receive a 12% cash discount now through January the 15th. That 12% early pay discount is equal to a 26.18% annual percentage discount. A 26.18! Can you believe that? APR minus cost of local operating loan will cost you less than 0% financing that other seed companies are trying to shove down your throat. Do it the right way. Save money, be a winner. Contact your local Dyna-Gro representative to find out more about their 26% APR discount. Dyna-Gro, what are they doing? That's right, growing in your field. What do you think about that?
Loved it.
Nebraska linebacker coach Mike Eckler joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show in the second half of the program at the bottom of the hour. Plus, Daddy, we just can't wait for your college and NFL selections this weekend and our Bruce Furniture College Pigskin Pick'em coming up as well. But as we head into the weekend, we've come across an interesting book, and we've known about the great football program just south of our Nebraska border at Smith Center, Kansas. The book is called Our Boys, A Perfect Season. And the author of the book is Joe Drape, a Kansas City native. And Joe joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, good morning.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, it's great to have you on. I'm glad we could hook up here. Talk about the idea of following a football team, which I will say a random high school football team, albeit they have this great, great winning streak, in the middle of Kansas, in north central Kansas. Where did this all come from?
2007, I saw a little brief, an AP brief in the paper that said this team has won 55 in a row and had outscored opponents. And I'm always looking for a reason to get back to the Midwest, get back near Kansas City. And so I called up Coach Roger Barta and said, you know, tell me your story. And he told me about being there 31 years, about they win a lot of games, and he was very self-deprecating about it. So I got in a plane, and I flew to your part of the world. And as you guys know, it's hard to get to your part of the world, New York City. And, you know, I landed in Kansas City and drove 5 hours west to Smith Center, Kansas. And over the course of a couple days, things really intrigued me. First of all, the folks there were into the football team, but not like West Texas obsessed crazy style. They talked about the kids at the high school, but they also talked about them in terms of the future farmers of America, in terms of the girls volleyball. I mean, they seemed to be very balanced. Second, Coach Barta, when I went up, introduced myself to him, the first thing out of his mouth was, this isn't about football. It's about raising kids, and we do that really well here. In fact, we do it so well that guys go on and become doctors and lawyers in Omaha and Kansas City, and, you know, some of them don't come back. Quite a bit of them do, and we're proud of them no matter what. And I don't know how long small towns like this can exist, but we're very proud of what we do. So, you know, I spent 2 days, I write the story up. The story ends up on the front page of the New York Times where I work. And all of a sudden, my email voicemail explodes. And it was like, man, I remember when I grew up, that was the way it was. And isn't it nice that everyday people do extraordinary things? And one note after another about this. At the same time, I've got a 3-year-old kid. I'm raising Jack Drape here in New York City. And I thought, man, he needs to see what the Midwest is all about. He needs to be able to run on a practice field and chase grasshoppers and all things that, you know, we take advantage back there, but we take for granted back there. But here, you know, these are stretches of the imagination for a little boy. So that's how the idea came. I moved my family down there in June of 2008. And, you know, fortunately, my wife accepted my midlife crisis, although she probably preferred I would have had it in Paris, France, rather than Smithsonian, Kansas. And, you know, we went down there, and it became an incredibly profound and rewarding experience.
Now, you had to promise to move back immediately. What did they say at your job? Did they say you're nuts?
No, and actually, they were very supportive of it. And the other thing is, because of what we do, I basically, the first 4 months I was there, I stayed on the payroll, and I covered Nebraska football, among other things, all the Midwest stories there. You know, I got to KU a couple times. In fact, I went up and did a Bo Pelini story. I went and did a walk-on story. So, you know, it worked for me because, as you guys know, availability is Monday or Tuesday, and then the games are Saturday. So I could, like, do day trips to all the colleges in the Midwest and then go back and cover the game and not miss a Friday night.
Joe Drape joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the author of Our Boys, A Perfect Season. I want to get back to the coach because in dealing with all the high school coaches that we deal with, and we've got an 8-man football game tonight that we're going to go broadcast just up the road here. Amherst, what, a town of about 600, 700 people at most. We're going to go up and watch that. There are so many high school coaches out there of different ages. What makes Roger Barta and coaches like him? Where do you find these guys?
Well, first of all, they're educators first, and the really good coaches at all levels will tell you and will walk the walk that they're educators, they're teachers. Roger Barta could coach at any level, and I've been around all of them, and truly he would be successful wherever he went. The guy never raises his voice, for one. Second, he never talks about winning or losing. His first half hour of every practice is a team meeting that has absolutely nothing to do with football. It has to do with making first impressions, how you treat women, you know, a whole variety of things. And really, he, to me, and I figured this out months later, but the first day of two-a-days, he said something that basically is the foundation for his whole program. And he stood up and he said, guys, somebody in here is the best football player. Somebody's the worst. That's the facts of life. And for the rest of your life, that's going to be a situation. You're either going to be the best, the worst, or usually somewhere in between. But how you get past that is we're going to start respecting each other. And when we start all respecting each other, we're going to learn to like each other. And when we start liking each other, we're going to learn to love each other. And then together we become champions. And so his whole focus is on his kids doing what they're supposed to do in his room, in his classroom. You know, he's a great X and O guy. The scouting reports are tremendous. But that's nothing he worries about. He just worries about building his team. So, you know, now I think he's won 292 to 51 losses. He's done it at all levels. He plays in 2A now, but during the season they play up to 5A. So, you know, he's one of these guys that his life philosophy is incredibly successful.
Joe, did you find it difficult after spending that year and so much time around the team to condense it all into this book?
Absolutely. And, you know, hey, I found it hard to leave there, frankly, guys. You know, this was a good bunch of kids, and it's a wonderful town. And, you know, I don't think they have bottled magic there. I think small towns in Nebraska and Missouri, all around the country, you know, they have it right. It's always the schools are the heart and soul of the community. There's less distractions. You know, they have it right down there. And so, yeah, you could do it, and I see where their reward is. And this is worth saying. All his coaches played for him. You know, Mike Rogers played at KU. Brock Hayes played at Fort Hays State. And they all chose to come back to teach and coach alongside that guy and to live in this town. And I see their reward because every year it's a new group of seniors, juniors, sophomores, and freshmen. And so the teaching continues 24 hours, 24/7 every year.
Joe, what in your mind makes this more pure than the West Texas?
Because, you know, this is the bright sides of Friday Night Lights. I mean, the same folks who are in Hubbard Stadium Friday night, the same thousand up there, they're at the middle school Thursday afternoon supporting the girls' junior high volleyball. They're at the play Saturday watching that in standing room only. I mean, first of all, they've got the balance right. It's about the kids. It's not about winning or losing or their reputation. They truly believe it takes a village to raise a child. And also, there's something great about, we'll put it this way. Archie Manning told me for a story I was working on that he didn't let any of his kids play organized sports until they were freshmen in high school. And he said, you know, I grew up playing sandlot. That's the way it should be. And anymore, youth sports is about the parents, not the kids. And I see that and get that. And at a place like Smith Center, probably at a place like Kearney High, you know, you're on the football team, then you're going to go wrestle or basketball, then you're going to play run track, but you're also going to be in the play. You're going to be in the choir. I mean, his biggest playoff game last year, he had 11 starters miss two practices because they're part of the choral group and they had a music festival. I mean, and those things don't happen in the West Texas or in the big high school. So, I mean, they're like, you're a football player and you better be here.
And you better maybe show up just once or twice a week for classes.
Right.
Joe Drape joins us here for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. The New York Post referred to his book, Our Boys, as Hoosiers on a football field. He's got endorsements from Bob Stoops and Bill Snyder and Joe Paterno and other folks in the football world. Joe, I guess for the folks that want to go out and read this book, what's the one other thing besides football and the teaching, maybe about the town, maybe some other chapter or section of your book that we haven't touched on that people need to know about?
Well, you know, it's basically, especially in your listenership, it's how everybody grew up. It's about love, patience, and hard work. It's about how those are great Middle West values, old American values. It's really harder to execute than most people believe. I mean, you know, I watched this coaching staff. I mean, these guys were kids. They were good kids, but they were kids. They tell them something 100 times, and they act like knuckleheads. But at the 101st time, when it sunk in, boom, the lights went off, and then you saw an evolution and a progression. So, you know, that's what it's about. There's, you know, a little bit of football, and there's a lot about life in there.
Joe, obviously a talented writer. Did you have any idea how successful this book would be?
No, I didn't, and I'm incredibly gratified. I mean, I knew as soon as I turned the book in that it was the best thing I've ever done, and it was the most personally rewarding. I'm saying best thing, not necessarily the caliber. I know I enjoyed every bit of being in Smith Center, Kansas. I enjoyed every word I wrote about it. My friend is there for life. Now, I've been there for 2 of their 4 games so far this year. You know, I just knew I was pleased with the whole experience. And when it hit the New York Times bestseller list and stayed there, I was incredibly gratified. But it has less to do with me and more to do with the tale I'm telling. I mean, people want to feel good these days, and they should feel good. And there's nothing wrong. I mean, I'm in the news business, guys. Most of the time I'm writing stories of people lying, cheating, thieving, you know, doing something. And it was good for me. It was refreshing to go do something nice and pure and fun.
Folks, you can check out more at joedrape.com, D-R-A-P-E, joedrape.com. It has a lot more about the book. Be sure to go out and pick up a copy. Anything you're working on right now, Joe?
You know, I'm working on horse racing stuff because that's my other side passion, and don't ask me how those mix together. But
Daddy's eyes just lit up. I want you to know that. Daddy's eyes just lit up.
Well,
I smell another interview.
You're kind of shafted in a way because we've got your phone number now, Joe.
No, and that's fine. And call me before the Breeders' Cup because that's exactly, I'm getting geared up for that. I've got a couple stories that way. I've written 2 books about horse racing, and I love the sport. And I've actually been to Fawner, and I've actually been to Hastings, and I grew up on Axer Bend, so I know your world.
He's an award-winning sports writer for the New York Times. Check out the book, Our Boys, A Perfect Season, about Smith Center, Kansas football, and another championship year that they have. Joe, thanks so much for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we sure will catch up with you again in the near future.
Guys, thanks for having me.
Enjoy it. Joe Drake, great interview. Great talking with Joe, finding out more. Our Boys, A Perfect Season, and now you're going to go leave and run up and get the book, aren't you?
I am going to get the book. I think it's great. I love, you know, if you want to compare it to Friday Night Lights and that, Friday Night Lights for people. You know, I don't know why in English class in high school we had to read To Kill a Mockingbird. I still don't know, have any idea what that had to do with anything remotely relevant in the world today.
Great Gatsby.
It's the same thing. Let the kids read something they want to read and maybe get them interested. Well, let them read Our Boys. They might not put a book down. They may even go back to the bookstore and get another sports book.
Here's one for you. Richard chimes in. He goes, thanks for making our metropolis bigger than what it is, but Amherst only has 270 people, not 600. Maybe if it was that big, we could have a convenience store. Thanks for the laugh, Richard. You're welcome, buddy. 270, 600, it doesn't matter. We'll be there tonight.
Hey, it's Pete's Burgers at Sportsman's. That's where I'm headed.
All right, we'll take a break. Coming back with Nebraska linebacker coach Mike Eckler and people that hate the United States of America. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Most of the sponsor messages you are about to hear did not realize their commercials were going to be in the Doug and Danny Show. Pity.
A new Subway $5 footlong so spectacular any announcer can introduce it.
Thanks for the ringing endorsement. Introducing the newest $5 footlong, the taste delicious Subway Buffalo Chicken, built from the freshly baked bread up. Spicy chicken, cool ranch, it's one hot sandwich topped with all the crisp veggies you love. Newest Subway $5 footlong, Buffalo Chicken, a limited time only. And
Subway, eat fresh.
Ah, come on, that's my line.
Plus applicable tax, prices and participation may vary, not valid in Alaska or Hawaii.
Rain. What harm could a little water do to your deck? An inch of rainfall over 1 acre equals 27,000 gallons. That's roughly 1.5 gallons per square foot. Count the square feet of your deck. Now multiply by the inches of rain that fall on that wood annually. You don't need to do the math to know all that water adds up. Made with the finest oils and pigments, Cabot Stains have been protecting wood against rain for over 130 years. Cabot. Our performance is legendary. Visit CabotStain.com for the retailer nearest you.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
A wind advisory remains in effect for the area today as we'll see partial sun and some clouds in some areas with a slight chance for some showers. Highs around 62 with north winds to 15 to 30. Back to 36 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Back on the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Nebraska linebacker coach Mike Eckler is going to join us in just a moment. Plus, our pigskin pick'em, Daddy's selections, and a jam-packed Friday. But let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of Armor Lining. Check it out today. Your free estimate. Keep your vehicles in tip-top shape with the help of the Dent Popper. Mr. President, thanks for your Olympic contribution for 2016. Kisses, Ann Coulter, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck. Thanks, Trenton Carney. Ken and Carney. Morning, boys. Chalk one up for the little guy. Thankfully, the IOC saved the city of Chicago from themselves. True, having the Olympics in Chicago would fill the pockets of people who already were rich, but would also put a high burden on the taxpayers of Chicago. I'm told every city in North America has lost big bucks having the Olympics. Obama may have bailed them out by printing more dollars, but we need to sit on the sidelines for a while in this country and fix our problems. Irish Ken.
Ken all fired up. You know, there's something that Chicago already has. It's about a 38% like hotel tax. So like your room's like $68, and then you get the bill, and it's like for the one night, and it's like $172. You're like, what the hell?
Is that minus the porn, or is that with it?
You know who doesn't hate the United States of America?
Oh.
Our friends out at Prairie Hills.
Well, plus they're having a hole-in-one contest, so you love me more. That goes on October 17th and 18th. Each day you'll have two chances to win $10,000. Hole 2 on the front side, hole 14 on the back side. You enter. All you got to do is play 9 holes. You're in. Or 18 holes. Cost to play 9 is 18 with a cart. Cost for 18 holes is 25 with a cart. Oh, and be able to participate, there's a $10 per hole in one entry fee. Perfect. Great. No big deal. Best part is if you play 18 holes each day, you have 4 chances in the hole-in-one contest. Lastly, there will be a drawing after the 2-day event is over for one lucky participant to win a 2010 membership from Prairie Hills Golf Course valued at what? Over $1,000 freaking. That's a Prairie Hills. Walk-ups will only be allowed if there's room. Call Prairie Hills Golf and set up a tee time today.
Join now on the Doug and Daddy Show by Nebraska linebacker coach Mike Eckler. As we told you, he was going to join us on the program today. Their bye week, they're actually taking an off day from practice today. But, Tony, I'm sure that doesn't mean an off day for everybody.
No, the coaches are working very hard. No, we're pleased, really pleased to be joined by linebacker coach Mike Eckler. Coach, are you getting a chance to take a breath and maybe catch up on some things you've been missing out the last month with your family?
Yeah, you know what? Got a chance right after the game on Sunday morning. Head out on the recruiting trail a little bit. Got back Tuesday in time for practice, and like you said, today we have the day off. Our kids are focused. They're ready to roll, and it's been a good week. It's been a nice week, and it's been nice to catch your breath a little bit.
Coach, where did the recruiting trail take you this weekend?
I went out to South Carolina, and then I went out to back to my main area, which is in Houston.
There's always somebody out there. Obviously, you can't divulge names and stuff and how close we are, but what's been your initial impression of the recruits that we've had in to Nebraska and have saw the facilities and saw what you guys have had to offer this fall?
You know, it's been really good, and I think Bo's being really smart about it. You know, he's saying, guys, we only have so many scholarships this year, and let's be patient. Let's get the right guys in here. And the bottom line is, what we have to get accomplished right now is we got to win on Saturdays, and that helps you. That helps you a ton in recruiting, because this day and age, all these kids are committing early, and really all that shows you is who your competition is, because these kids who commit early, you know, they're the ones who are calling you up right now saying, hey, you know what? School I committed to is 0-90, and doesn't look too good, and we'd really like to check you guys out, that kind of stuff.
Nebraska linebacker Coach Mike Eckler joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show, getting ready for Missouri. Coach says that you guys are really going to start employing the game plan tomorrow at practice. Before we dive into that, Coach, linebacker has been one of those things talked about every week and the development there. Through 4 games, how pleased are you?
Oh, I don't know if you're ever pleased, but I do know that we got some guys with some game experience now, and you see it in practice, and you can see it in practice this week, and they just keep getting more and more confident. They are starting to get more and more aggressive because of that, and they're not even near where we want them to be. I mean, not even close, but they're coming. They're progressing each week, and we just feel like they just keep coming and keep coming. You know, we're going to have a pretty special group.
Mike, athletically, which one do you stands out? So many young kids. Which one do you, though, stands out as having the most athleticism?
Oh, boy, I'd hate to pin that on anyone. I mean, I really like a lot of those guys. I mean, I think Sean Fisher is really athletic. I think Will Compton is. and we dusted the old man off, Phil Dill. He's doing a great job at Will right now. He's doing a really, really nice job. Some of the other younger guys, and you got Caveman, Eric Martin, who he's becoming a legend on our kickoff cover team right now. Guy just goes down, and I call it, he likes to go bowling, see how many guys he can just knock over. he's pretty athletic guy now, and he's pretty powerful guy. We got a lot of guys. We got talent. We gotta do a good job of coaching them and getting it out of them.
Coach, is it true when Eric Martin showed up on campus, the first thing he said to Coach Pelini was, "What's up, Bo?"
Yeah, that is accurate. We're sitting in a staff meeting. He walks in. We're sitting in a defensive staff meeting. He walks in, and he goes, "Hey, what's up, Bo?" Bo just starts smiling. He's just a guy who just loves being here, loves life, and all he wants to do. He just wants to hit someone. That's all he wants to do.
Linebacker Coach Mike Eckler joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, where have you seen the difference between four games maybe this season and the first four last season?
I just feel like our guys have a lot better understanding of what we're trying to get accomplished. And I see the team chemistry is really, really getting tight right now. I mean, it's really noticeable. Last year, I think guys – didn't know, you know, quite what to think of the new staff, the new system. Everybody's kind of feeling their way. Now these guys, they know what to expect. They know who we are. They understand the system, and I just think there's a level of comfort right now that we didn't have last year, and you're going to see it in their continued improvement.
With team chemistry like that, is it easier maybe with the loss to Virginia Tech to maybe spin that in a positive direction as you look ahead?
Well, I think Bo hit the nail on the head. You know, last Friday when he was talking to our team and before the ULL game, he said, "Guys," he said, "you know, the biggest difference is last year, the look in your eyes after we got beat by Virginia Tech compared to that locker room this year." And he said, that's the culture we're trying to create here. I mean, you saw guys in there literally this year throwing up and just sick and crying. I mean, it was the investment is there. And the guys expect to go out. They expect to win. And again, I give Bo all the credit in the world for developing that chemistry. And I give our kids all the credit in the world for following the lead and buying in.
Okay, Coach, they bought into the non-conference. Now it's full steam ahead to the Big 12. Missouri's a team, probably not a lot of love lost between the two, but they've got two new coordinators. How different is this Missouri Tiger team than the one a year ago?
Well, if you remember, last year I went to the Big Red Breakfast, and I said how much I liked our game plan. I ended up taking a lot of heat for that. So I just want to go on the record this year saying it's the worst I've ever seen. We don't have a shot.
Well, and interestingly enough, as linebacker Coach Mike Eckler is joining us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show, it's going to get a lot of play. It's already getting a lot of play this morning. Coach Pelini, a weekly talk last night on the Husker Sports Network, said last year going into the Missouri game, you guys were looking for, quote, a quick fix. That's going to get a lot of play today. Take us back to last year. You said you liked it. Coach now, in hindsight, says, "I didn't like it." Not that that's going to have any factor on getting ready for this game, but was that kind of a transition week last year?
You know what? I got all the faith in the world in Bo and Carl. And, you know, if they tell me the sun's not going to come up tomorrow, then you know, I'm going to believe them. So, as a coach, you know, especially in my position, you go, the game plan is put out there, and you coach it to the best of your ability, and you believe in it. And I believe in everything we do. So, you know, with that being said, I think that, yeah, we definitely have evolved over the course of a year, and I think we figured out who we are as a team more, you know, where our strengths might lie a little bit more. And it's, you know, it was a learning process for everybody involved last year.
Coach, I think a lot of people look at the night and day maybe of this team this year as being those special teams. You got a chance to be around those. You redshirted so many people last year. How happy with you with the change in special teams so far?
I think it's gone really well. And you know, JP really, he heads up all that. And
does an unbelievable job. I mean, he's kind of the behind-the-scenes guy and just does a fantastic job of coordinating everything and really has gotten our guys to really, really buy in. And Bo just really stresses the importance. You know, there's three phases. You win two of the three phases, and you're going to win 90% of the games. So we want to try and take that phase out of it. We want to dominate on special teams, and again, I mean, our kids have bought into it, and JP just does a fantastic job each week, putting them in a great position, and you know, I might even be able to coach Alex Henry. He's pretty darn special.
Just another minute left with Nebraska linebacker coach Mike Eckler here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, as it does every year, a month ago, boy, the Big 12 looks a heck of a lot different today than it did a month ago. Do you guys take a look at that?
No, I don't even – I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I just – you know –
No, I'm just joking.
Okay, I'll bite.
We really, truly focus on ourselves. And I know it sounds like coach speak, but it's the truth. I mean – you know, Bo is so focused in on the process, and he has our guys so locked in that, you know, we don't play Missouri next week. We play University of Nebraska. We don't play whoever it is the next week. I mean, we play ourselves each week. And you know, and that's the way our kids look at it. So we don't worry about what other people are doing. We're concerned about day by day getting better, and we're concerned about coming together as a team and becoming the best team we can be, period.
Coach, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning. Best of luck next week, and let's go fishing sometime.
Hey, sounds good. Hook me up.
You bet, Coach. Coach Mike Eckler, linebacker coach at the University of Nebraska, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And they are about ready to announce now, Tony, who is going to host the Olympics.
I have the honor to announce that the games of the 31st Olympiad are awarded to the city of...
Dramatic pause.
Rio de Janeiro.
No surprise, Tony. Rio de Janeiro, Brazil will be hosting the Olympics in 2016. Your thoughts?
Oh, it's such a great feeling to have this finally resolved so everyone can get on with their Friday and move on with their lives.
What do you do if you're in Madrid right now?
Well, you throw up in the streets because that's what they're doing right now. If you're in Rio de Janeiro, you do what you do the other 364 days of the year and just get drunker than hell.
We'll be back. Hey, we need to get set up. Let's make somebody happy. If you have not went up against Daddy and I so far this season in our Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em, this is your chance to do so. Pigskin Pick'em, folks, brought to you by Bruce Furniture, your chance to win a Doug and Daddy t-shirt, $25 gift card, and, of course, a whole lot more from Big O Tire, Midway, Ramada, Fanatics, Bullseyes, oh, so much more. Check it out. We're going to take caller number 10, because I like 10. Ken Derek loves 10. Caller 10, your chance now, 888-455-3776. That's 888-455-ESPN to play Pigskin Pick'em, 888-455-3776. You get your shot at us, and Daddy gives us his college and pro selections. Next.
And now, another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Hey, Brett Favre. Welcome to Sears. Can I help you?
I'm really liking this one.
That's the new 42-inch HD flat-screen TV. Best part, Sears can check the competition to guarantee the lowest price.
I'm listening.
Well, using the Sears Research Center computer right here, we'll do real-time price checks. We found there are guys out there that agonize over their decision. Beat themselves up, get cold feet, you know what I mean.
Those guys drive me crazy.
They can't do it. They waffle, they flip-flop. It's tough for them.
What are you trying to say?
Just that there are some guys out there that can't make decisions. It's not something they're able to do. You know, they go home, talk to their family, you know, maybe get an agent. You know, it's like some big ordeal. Let's hold a press conference, announce the big decision. So you going to get it?
I'll take it.
Great.
I don't know.
With real-time price checks for the lowest price guaranteed and next-day delivery, the Sears Blue Electronics Group can guarantee you'll have no regrets. This week, buy any Panasonic HD TV 46 inches or larger and get free delivery and installation. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 9/26/09. Sears. Life well spent.
Cold winter days and nights are only a few weeks away. Call Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney today to schedule a preseason furnace check. Fidelki's experienced technicians can spot potential problems before trouble and major expense occurs. See Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney. Industry-leading sales and service for 30 years. Ask about special financing or a cash rebate on a new train system.
We don't cut corners. Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a train.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with CenterPoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At CenterPoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E pointwealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
We're back, Doug and Daddy Show, taking you on into the weekend. 1460, 1550. Don't forget, still some tailgating going on out there. Our friends at Troutman's. The streets now open in front of Troutman's. Easy access from both directions. USDA certified Angus beef awaits you. Hey, plus sausage fresh out of the smokehouse. Italian, German. They got those little ham and cheddar franks. Picked them up yesterday. Baked beans, ham salad. Potato salad as well. Try the bacon, folks. You will never go to anywhere else to get bacon after you've had Troutman's. New Supreme Pizza Brats with mozzarella cheese. Are you kidding me? Summer sausage snack sticks available. Plus, the Green Mountain Grill still awaits. I think you've got two of them in the store right now ready to show you. Ask Terry about the Troutman's quality meat along with the grill that goes with it. Troutman's quality meat, a grill's best friend.
It is time to welcome in John from Kearney for our Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em. John, are you fired up about Rio de Janeiro getting the Olympics?
I could care less. You know what? I'll take the money that Obama wasted to go over there and do nothing.
Well, it was a trip. It was a flight. It was.
Yeah, but who paid for that? You did.
It was Daddy. A vacation.
We didn't pay very much of a job, believe
it. Yeah, I was going to say.
In the big scheme of things, very little of it.
They were yanking it out of our paycheck. Well, let's get into Pigskin Pick'em. I think we got a lot of tough ones because there's not a lot of marquee matchups. You've got Wisconsin-Minnesota, and that's our first game. And Minnesota at home is favored in this one. I'll even go first. I'm taking Wisconsin, Daddy.
I'll take the Minnesota Gophers at home on the new field.
What about you, John?
Minnesota played pretty good at home against when they had their first game there. I'll take Minnesota.
North Carolina State at Wake Forest. Who do you like there, John?
Oh God, that's a throw up all over yourself game. I'll go with Wake Forest.
Daddy?
You know what? I go back to Big 12 media days. Dave Brown was the one that liked North Carolina State. I'll stick with Dave Brown.
Yeah, see, I don't know what to think about this one either, so I'm going to go North Carolina State. Florida State is at Boston College. Boston College came through for me last week. Who do you like, Daddy?
I'm going to take Bobby Bowden.
I got to take Bowden as well. What do you think, John?
Yeah, Bobby Bowden.
LSU at Georgia, the first of our doubleheader tomorrow here on ESPN, kicking off at about 2:35. Daddy, LSU, Georgia, who you got?
Well, a lot of people saw Mark May's statement at halftime of the Colorado game last night about LSU finding a way to get into the end zone. I say Georgia's defense is good enough to keep them getting field goals.
Well, Mark May's an idiot.
I'll take Georgia.
I'll take Georgia. John?
Georgia.
Oklahoma at Miami is the second part of our doubleheader. Who do you like there, John?
You know what? Oklahoma's defense is playing really, really well. It's too big of a game for a redshirt freshman to come in and do really, really well. I'd say Miami pulls it out in a squeaker.
I'm going to take Oklahoma, Tony. I'm going to take Oklahoma. What do you think?
I think this will not be close. Give me the Sooners.
Ooh, Michigan at Michigan State. Daddy, who you got?
I'm going to take Michigan State. I don't know what to think of Michigan. The big games they won over Notre Dame, is that a big win?
I don't know. I don't know. What do you think, John? Michigan State?
Michigan.
Yeah, see, I don't know what to think here either. I think they both can score, and I just think Michigan State's going to score more. I think Michigan State needs it more.
That'd be key.
I got a bad feeling about this. I'm going to take Michigan State. For the seller in the Big 12 North, Kansas State, Iowa State in Kansas City. I thought Iowa State was the worst team in the conference. Now I'm not so sure. John, who do you like?
God, you know what? I'm going to have to go with Iowa State.
Daddy?
You know, Iowa State's receiver, second leading receiver, broke his leg this week. I still think they're better than Kansas State. Give me Iowa State.
Again, from the I have no reason why department, because they lost to Louisiana Lafayette, I'm taking Kansas State. UCLA at Stanford. I am taking UCLA, and Stanford is favored in this game. Daddy, who you got?
Was UCLA the only undefeated team in the Pac-10 right now? I believe that's true. Give me Stanford.
Who you like, John?
I'll take UCLA.
Arkansas, Texas A&M, home of the Dallas Cowboys. They're playing in Arlington. Daddy, Arkansas A&M, who you got?
I'm taking the number one offense in all the land, Texas A&M Aggies.
I am taking Arkansas. John, who do you like?
I'll go with Texas A&M.
Auburn at Tennessee. Daddy?
I'm going to take Lane Kiffin. Who knows what he'll say next?
John?
Oh, gosh. Tough call here. Let's go Auburn.
I like the Volunteers. I just mean that. I like the orange. I like it all. Better ladies. And USC at Cal.
Better ladies.
USC at Cal. Cal just got destroyed last week. There must have been a reason why. They were looking at USC. But if USC has their number one quarterback back, that would seem to be a reason for them to win. Who do you like, John?
You know what? It's at Cal. I think they're going to rebound. I think it was just a letdown game at Oregon, you know. So I'll go with Cal.
I am taking the University of Southern California, Daddy.
I thought versus Minnesota, Javid Best was the best in all the land. I thought he was handing the Heisman Trophy that day. Then you go to the Oregon deal. I don't know what to think of either team. I guess I'm just going to pick for – I'll take the Trojans and say they're going to win this game. I have no idea why.
Finally, no Nebraska game this week. So we go to our neighbors to the west for the tiebreaker. That's right, Wyoming at Florida Atlantic. And Mr. Schnellenberger, we need the total points scored to this ball game for our tiebreaker. John, what do you like?
I'll go 40.
I like that. Daddy?
I go with what I did last week when I hit it exactly right on the number. I'll take 55 again.
Yeah, you got 55-0. Congratulations on that. I am going a little bit between here. The Vegas number says 51-52. I don't think it's going to be quite like that. I'm going to go with 47 as far as my prediction and hope that Wyoming can score some points. Hey, John, congratulations on the $25 gift card and all the items in the gift pack, because that's all you're going to get.
Thanks, guys.
See you, John. We got to get out of here, but before we do, it's Daddy's NFL selections. What are you doing? Ooh,
sorry, I was going to send us out. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
There you go. There you go.
What are you doing?
Oklahoma -7 at Miami. 4 straight on murderer's row for the Canes. Oklahoma, doesn't matter what quarterback plays. The defense, John, you just said it. The defense does it for the Sooners. -7, I lay those points. Wisconsin at Minnesota. This is a first road game for the Badgers. I'm going to take Minnesota. You know what? The score didn't indicate it. I didn't look all that great at home versus Cal, but I think they rebound and play a Wisconsin team and beat a Wisconsin team. I'll take Minnesota. Washington at Notre Dame. Who is Ken's Irish really thinking about? It isn't Washington. It's the Trojans of USC, who they get next week. I'll take those 14 points. Arkansas at A&M. You have heard it all week, the number one offense in all the land. I will take the Texas A&M Aggies. Those are my 4 college games. Give me Oklahoma -7, Minnesota -2.5, Washington +14, and A&M even up. In the NFL, Baltimore at New England. 13 points per game the Baltimore defense has allowed in their last 12 games. You know what? Now they got an offense. They're just a better football team. I will take those 2 points. Tampa Bay at Washington. Washington minus 7. How the hell is Washington favored by 7? Give me those 7. I know what Tampa Bay's lost 7 straight. They're still better than giving 7 points. Give me those 7 points. I will take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tennessee minus 3 at Jacksonville. I thought last week Tennessee had to win. They could not go on 3. Well, they did go on 3. Now they can go 0-4. I'll take the Jacksonville Jaguars.
So recapping, Baltimore, Tampa Bay, and Jacksonville in the pros, in the college, Texas A&M and Oklahoma out of the Big 12, Washington and Minnesota. Oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. I hope you feel okay on Monday. We want to thank Joe Drape, author of Our Boys, A Perfect Season, the story of the Smith Center, Kansas football team, school, and program city. Check that out as well. You can go to joedrape.com and find out even more. And Drape is spelled D-R-A-P-E. We want to thank Nebraska linebacker coach Mike Eckler for joining us on the show. We need to get to Colin Cowherd's picks on Monday. Bo Pelini's weekly press conference, because it's an early week game. We will hear from the coach, plus Burke and Morris will join us, and we'll recap all of our picks as well. Congratulations, Rio de Janeiro!
Hey, we'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. We'll see you then. Enjoy your weekend, everybody.